Well, good afternoon. Huge thanks for being here today. My name is Rob Eisenberg, and today we're going to be talking about getting started with Aurelia and ASP.NET Core. I'm a senior program manager on docs.microsoft.com. We're building the next generation platform for all of Microsoft's technical documentation across every product in the company. And today I'm talking about Aurelia, which I am the architect and the project lead. So we only have 20 minutes today, so we're going to be moving real fast, all right? So let's go ahead and get into it. First thing I want to talk to you about is the what and the why of Aurelia. Just to lay a quick foundation. So what is Aurelia, really? Well, it's a modern app platform used for building progressive web applications, used for building desktop applications, for mobile apps, and for traditional websites. So anywhere that there's web tech, you can use Aurelia to build an amazing front-end experience for your applications. It's written with modern JavaScript and TypeScript. But it's not monolithic like many of the libraries and frameworks of the past. Instead, it's composed of feature modules. So you can imagine, especially if you have an experience with .NET, ASP.NET, think about how all the packages are broken down. You have NuGet packages oriented around specific capabilities in the platform. Well, Aurelia is built the same way. And we are distributed through all the main channels, NPM, Bower, GitHub, JSPM, as packages and as meta packages. And again, if you've been working with something like ASP.NET Core, you know that a meta package is a package that basically brings together the standard set of packages that you would use to build an ASP.NET Core app, so that you don't have to go import 50 packages when you just want to use ASP.NET Core. So Aurelia is built with the same sort of architecture, actually, as ASP.NET Core in that sense. Why would you choose Aurelia for building applications? Well, one of the big reasons is its strong web standards support. So if you look across the landscape at all the frameworks and platforms out there, one thing you'll find is that Aurelia has the best support for standards. It's modern JavaScript, standard HTML. We support web components, and we've been very, very careful to not do things that don't work with HTML or that don't use standard JavaScript. We also favor convention over configuration. And what this gives you is the ability to write plain code without having to do a lot of annotations or a lot of upfront configuration or spend a lot of time telling the framework what you want to do. The framework itself understands common programming patterns that you're going to use to build your applications, and that allows you to just write very simple code and not have to do a lot of extra work. Aurelia is also extremely unobtrusive. Again, if you look across the framework landscape, you'll see that many frameworks force you to shape your objects in particular ways, or call lots of their APIs in your code, or decorate your code with lots of their decorators and all these sorts of things, so that the framework sort of infests your own application code and gets built into it. With Aurelia, and you're going to see this in the demo today, for the most part, you write plain vanilla JavaScript or TypeScript, and you don't even have to see the framework itself. And that allows your code base to evolve better over time, to be independent of the framework, and it also allows you to focus on web standards, which means that your knowledge, your understanding as a developer are more tied to web standards than the framework in particular. And that's important because the web is going to outlive any particular framework. And you want the bulk of your learning, the bulk of your understanding, the bulk of your code invested in the web platform rather than any particular framework. So Aurelia is a framework that actually helps you do that. You might pick Aurelia for speed. It's extremely fast. If you've ever looked at some of the benchmarks that are happening now, the DB Monster benchmark is one of the popular benchmarks for performance. It was actually created to showcase the performance of React. Well, if you run the React optimized version of this benchmark against the unoptimized version of Aurelia, you'll see that Aurelia beats it significantly. In fact, if you run the optimized version of Angular 2 against the unoptimized version of Aurelia, you'll see that Aurelia beats it as well. Now, if you run the optimized version of Aurelia, you'll see that we can do 3 to 4 times the performance of React, and in some cases up to twice the performance of Angular 2. So we're extremely fast in our rendering. Progressive enhancement, something that modern frameworks don't typically offer anymore. we have the ability to progressively enhance your page in a similar fashion the way you might have used jQuery in the past, which means if you want to add Aurelia into an existing website, you don't have to rebuild your entire thing as this big monolithic app. You can instead start to progressively enhance your existing app one component at a time until you get to a point where you want to perhaps use a more standard spa model. And this is extremely useful in many scenarios, particularly SEO scenarios. For a lot of other frameworks, if you want SEO support, you have to immediately jump to doing server-side rendering. And this complicates and puts a lot of restrictions around your development. But with Aurelia, you can use another technique as well, known as this progressive enhancement. And that's really a strong point of the framework. We have an extensive first-party plugin options. Router, event aggregator, fetch, dialog, internationalization, our UX library, hot module reload, and so on and so forth. These are all supported by our core team and our optional plugins you can drop in. So we have a very rich ecosystem. And finally, it's an ASP.NET developer's paradise. If you have ever worked in ASP.NET MVC, or if you've worked in the .NET platform, even on XAML apps, you will feel extremely comfortable working with Aurelia, because we've architected it in many ways similar to what's happening in modern ASP.NET, in terms of our packaging and deploying, even in terms of our application startup model. If you've ever used an MVVM framework like MVVM Lite, some of the Xamarin frameworks like this, also things like Calibre Micro, if you've used ASP.NET Core, it's going to be extremely easy for you and intuitive for you to pick up this framework. And it'll just feel like home for you. So let's jump into a demo. All the code I'm going to show you is available on GitHub, github.com, Eisenberg Effect, and you'll see ASP.NET Core Aurelia Build 2017. So you can go ahead and grab that, bring it down, and have fun with it. Give you a second to snap some shots. So let me talk about getting set up on your machine. What I'm going to talk about today is the deep integration with Microsoft tooling and platforms. So I'm going to show you from the perspective of a .NET developer how you would use Microsoft tools to do this. First, you need to set up your machine. If you're using .NET Core, you probably already have the .NET CLI installed. If not, go grab it. This is Microsoft CLI for creating and managing .NET projects. You'll also want to install the ASP.NET SPA templates. These are templates built by Microsoft for common frameworks. You do that using the .NET CLI with .NET new install, etc. You also want Node.js. Again, if you're doing a lot of modern web development already, you probably already have this, but you'll need this as well. Once your machine is set up, you just need to create a folder, CD into that folder, and then you're going to run the .NET CLI. You just say .NET new Aurelia. And that's all there is to it. In just a second or so, it will generate a project for you, pre-configured with ASP.NET Core and Aurelia, Webpack, TypeScript, Hot Module Reload, all set up and ready for you to go. You just need to restore the npm packages and restore the NuGet packages. That's your client and server packages. If you're running entirely from the command line, you'll want to set up your environment just to make sure you're running in the development mode. And then you just say .NET run, and your app will run in development mode, and you're good to go. You can start working on your code. All these instructions, by the way, are in the README, in the GitHub repo I just talked about. So if you miss it, but you got the repo again, you'll see this there. And I'll show the repo URL again in another minute. So let's break out of this, and let's look at a quick demo. Here I've got VS Code open, and I've got a Chrome next to it. And this is the project that's generated from that. And I've already gone and run and installed everything because we only have 11 minutes left, right? So when you create components with Aurelia, components are in two files typically, a JavaScript or TypeScript file, which has your view model, your logic, your state, your actions, and an HTML file, which has your view. Again, you can think of this a lot like ASP.NET when you have a controller and a view. And there's a convention in ASP.NET about how the controller and the view and all those pieces go together. Same thing with Aurelia. You just name them the same, but with different file extensions. And the framework understands that this is a component with your view model and your view. So let's build a simple to-do application. So what I've got here is a to-do class. This is written in TypeScript. Real basic class. It's just a class with a Boolean done property and a description property as well. Nothing special there, plain TypeScript. It could be JavaScript as well, using ESNext or whatever, using Babel or whatever you prefer. Nothing special about this class. Let me scroll up and show you our entire application for this component. So here I have another class called to-dos. You can imagine we're going to have a to-do list we're going to render out. We're going to have some state, such as the title of the screen that we want to render, such as a list of to-dos, which we're representing by an array, and this new to-do description, which we're going to use to capture what the user is typing in for the to-do that they want to add to the list. And then this class has basic functionality. We can add a to-do, and we can remove a to-do, right? And that's pretty much what a to-do list is. Notice that this is plain TypeScript. Again, it could be also ESNext. There's nothing special about it. What's missing here? Aurelia, right? You don't see it. And that's a good thing, right? Because it means you get to focus on your code. It means you get to focus on your application. You don't need to worry about the framework. So in your JavaScript, for the most part, you just write plain vanilla JavaScript. And it's clean and simple like that. Let me show you the templating language. Because what's going to happen at runtime is the framework's going to load this component up, and it wants to render it. So it needs to understand how to render it. And for that, we provide a standards-compliant HTML template, denoted by the template tags. And you'll see that this component right now is rendering over here in the screen just as hello world, right? But we don't want that. We want a to-do list, right? So let's just start by writing out our title. And we can do that using the same syntax that JavaScript provides for string interpolation. So the title property, which was available on our view model over here in our component, we can simply just go ahead and use that directly in HTML. And you'll notice that the view automatically updated. That's hot module reload. You don't need to refresh the browser. As I make changes in the HTML, the state will be persisted. Everything's going to automatically update and flow as I begin to create my view. So for to-dos, I need a form. So I'm going to go ahead and create a form, because I want to get some input from the user. And the type of input I want is text. And I'm going to need a button also, so they can add a to-do, like so. Now this button's going to be a type submit, so we can submit the form when it's clicked. So all that's pretty standard, basic stuff there. So let's turn Aurelia on for this. I want to bind the value property, standard HTML property. I want to bind it to that new to-do description property of our view model over here. So we're going to use that to create to-dos right there. The next thing I want to do is I want to make sure that every time the form is submitted, that it triggers our add to-do method. So here I'm showing you some syntax. You can see I'm actually using the Aurelia VS Code plugin, which is giving me the syntax highlighting as well. So here what we're saying is we want to bind the value to that property, and when the form events submit is raised, we want to trigger that method. You just learned the majority of Aurelia's binding syntax. You can add .bind to any attribute in the DOM to bind it. Usually it will bind it one way, because that's the default behavior. But for value on an input, we know you want two-way, so we make it two-way. And you can control that by using different commands. Also, submit.trigger. That's how you connect to any event, either built-in events or custom events. There's no difference from Aurelia's perspective. And this is the simplicity and the power of Aurelia's data binding. And this is also what gives you that performance I talked about earlier. Now, I can go ahead here and I can start interacting with this to-do one. And let me just make sure that I typed everything correctly. I probably am going so fast. I had a typo there. So I'm going to go ahead and start adding some items here. So to-do one, to-do two, and you see that they're being accepted, and we're clearing out the property in our as we have here, but you're not seeing the list yet. And that's because I'm not rendering it. So let's go ahead and let's start rendering a list. So we're just going to use an UI and an LI. Show you our repeat syntax. Syntax borrowed from ESNext, so there's nothing really new to learn here. It's just to-do of to-dos. And I'm going to put a span in here also. And inside of here, I'm going to use that same binding that I used before, todo.description, like so. And you can see I've got a bunch of data because I actually put data in here before I started to test things. But as soon as I make that change, the state that was already there in the application, it persists and the to-do list is now rendering. So we can do all kinds of other things, like we can put a little input type, checkbox, and we can take the checked property and bind it to the to-dos done. And then we can come down here and we can say, let's go ahead and put a button in here, and we're gonna get the click event. We can say delegate if we want to use event delegation, or we can say trigger like we did before, and I can say remove to-do, passing in the to-do, and I can say remove to-do. Right, so let's go ahead and add that. Right, and of course we can use that to start removing to-dos. We can check some checkboxes, but we're not seeing any visual state. So let's go ahead and get some visual state for this. Let's bind some CSS. And we want text decoration. And we want to interpolate right into the CSS here by saying if to-do is done, then we want line through. Otherwise, we want no text decoration. And you'll see that now the line throughs show up there. All right, so this is building an Aurelia app, just plain JavaScript or TypeScript, very simple standards-based HTML, and a very simple set of patterns for how you do binding. You've already learned it. The string interpolation and repeat for based on ESNext standard syntax, and dot bind, dot trigger for properties and events respectively. And of course, you're seeing the VS Code plugin. We also have a Chrome plugin that will let you inspect things, so tons of tools and a whole ecosystem around this. Let's jump back to the slides real quick. All right, get your Twitter apps ready because we have a call to action. The next 10 tweets that match this tweet get a free awesome Aurelia t-shirt like this. We'll let you pick the color you want and the size, and we'll mail it to you. Also, the next 10 people in that list are going to get a free book from Manning, the new Aurelia in Action book as part of the Manning Early Access Program. So get tweeting. We'll get in touch with you, and we'll send you the shirt and the Early Access book. Next, you're going to want to get the demo on GitHub, all right? So all this is out there. The README has the instructions for how to get things set up today. You can go ahead and install, run, and just start dinking around with that, trying different things out. You're going to want to go to Aurelia.io, get our documentation, learn about support, training options, the other books that are available out there in the ecosystem. You're going to want to check our blog out, all right? We have blog posts almost every week for the last 2 years. We always want to stay in touch with the community and let you know what's going on. We're making releases, patch, and new features about every 2 weeks. We've had no breaking changes for about the last year. We're a very stable platform, and we value that, and we value communicating with you. So come start engaging through our channels here. Don't forget to get a sticker. I passed a bunch around. If you didn't get one, you can come see me afterwards or find some lying around. And you're going to want to check this out on Channel 9 and some of the other awesome sessions that are here at the conference, some you may have missed for the last couple days or maybe some other that are going on today. So with that, give me an awesome evaluation, and I will see you around. Thank you very much.